For biotechnology companies, responding to a sudden public health crisis like the coronavirus can be risky business. It can take more than a year to develop a vaccine or treatments, and by that time, the threat may be gone, leaving little or no demand for a drug. But the current coronavirus pandemic appears to be different. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports many biotechs are now trying to stop it, expecting a large market for coronavirus therapies in 2021 or beyond.
The race to beat the coronavirus is on, but the starting gun didn't fire right away when the virus began spreading late last year. Jose Trevejo says he knows why there was a delay. He's the CEO of Smart Farm Therapeutics in Kendall Square.
There were a lot of companies that kind of felt, you know, once bitten, twice shy.
Shy because drug makers have been bitten in the past when they've hustled to confront an outbreak, only to see the danger subside and their efforts go to waste. SARS is one example.
And then there was also Ebola. And then, you know, a lot of people forget about the swine flu, you know, the H1N1. So I think a lot of big pharma were a bit, you know, hesitant to kind of plunge fully into coronavirus.
In recent weeks, the industry's view has changed. At Lab Central, the shared workspace where Trevejo's gene therapy startup operates, more than a dozen companies have turned their attention to the coronavirus, including Smart Farm. And that's just one lab in Cambridge. The number of companies pursuing coronavirus drugs is constantly growing, says Yasmin Rahimi. She's the co-head of biotechnology research at Roth Capital Partners, an investment banking firm in California.
I track the COVID-19 on a daily basis. Almost every day we get 10 or 12 companies are coming.
Rahimi says the most notable may be Moderna, another Cambridge biotech. It's the first company to begin testing a potential coronavirus vaccine on humans in the U.S. Moderna didn't respond to an interview request, but in a public document this week, the company says bringing its vaccine to market will probably take at least 12 to 18 months. Even then, it expects demand for millions of doses every month. That still may not be enough, says Dr. Lee Wetzler, an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center.
Just like the flu vaccine, you're talking not just of millions of doses, you know, tens of millions of doses and even more.
Then again, Wetzler says, it's hard to predict what this previously unknown virus will look like a year from now. It's possible that the pandemic will be under control, which would be good for the world, but maybe not so good for companies like Moderna and others investing in drugs to stop it. There's a cautionary tale in a once-hot biotech called Vicyl, which chased vaccines for anthrax, SARS, and Ebola. Each time, the fear and the funding faded, says John Carroll. He's the editor of Endpoints News, a biotech publication.
What Vicyl did was just flame out. They weren't able to come up with a vaccine, and, you know, after repeated failures, they just couldn't make it anymore.
The risk of failure is well understood by James Siestra. He's the chief business officer of Totient, one of the startups at Lab Central that have shifted to the coronavirus. He says the pivot won't be futile, even if the coronavirus runs its course, before Totient can bring a drug to market.
As a business case for us, this is a great proof point for the power of our platform.
Siestra says the same method Totient will use to attack the coronavirus could also be used against other diseases, including the company's original target, cancer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.